All right, it is time to see how the markets did today. And I try to only put Dwayne Bossy of Bolt Ag Marketing, Britton, South Dakota, on the air when the markets are up. So how'd we do, Dwayne?
We did just fine, and I do appreciate that. Everyone seems to think I'm a better broker when the markets are higher.
Yes. So, same thing's true with the weather forecast there. So.
Yeah. I'm sorry, what was that?
Same thing is true for the weather forecasters.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, and him and I kind of go intertwined here right now. What we've got is a hotter, drier forecast for Iowa, and they're drying out in an area from in northwestern Iowa diagonally to the southeast part of the state, running right through the middle. And, you know, Iowa's an important state, and you know, once they start drying out this week, it kind of caught the market's attention, and we're rallying into the end of the week.
Is it the 6 to 10 or 8 to 14, or where? When is it drying out?
I think what really drove the market this week is the fact that on Sunday night, we had a forecast for heavy rains in northern Iowa, southern Minnesota, that just swung and missed. I mean, we whiffed on that one there, or I shouldn't say we did. The weatherman did. I'll blame him. Yeah. And so that got the bullish run started here. But now the 6 to 10, and now NOAA came out with their longer-term forecast for 1 month out and 3 months out, and they're both still above normal for temps, or all of them are. So, So the bullish run seems to continue. And next week, if this forecast holds and they don't flip it, I think you're going to look at Dease corn rallying up to 430 pretty easily.
Wow. All right. Well, that's nothing wrong with that.
I know. And if it doesn't, then you just don't have to have me back on, I guess.
Yeah. But now, on the soybeans, these same forecasters are coming out with better than average or numerous opportunities for rain during the month of August. Would that pressure beans?
Yes, that will pressure beans. Maybe not right now. I think they're feeling like they should have a little bit of a weather premium going into that very important weather month of August, and I think they should as well. You know, what justifies a weather premium to me, something closer to 1070 on November beans, not this 1030 that we're at. So I look for beans to continue to climb higher too, but yeah, you're not going to climb above $11 unless you really see some drought in August. But, you know, if you're going into August with dry soils, that's just already kind of, I don't know, lighting the spark is right there to light that dynamite for an explosive August in soybeans.
Yeah, all right. Well, in spring wheat, we didn't stay at the $8 level too long.
You know, we sure didn't, and I'll be the first to admit I'm not in love with that spring wheat market anymore, sadly. It's been a fun run here, but I think the easy money push has happened. Now, we're going to argue abandonment acres and what the yield is for a couple of months here as harvest gets underway, but that's why I really don't want anything to do with that market right now. It's going to be very volatile back and forth. You're going to hear of abandonment acres close to 50% in western North Dakota, and you're going to hear of some really high yields along the South Dakota-Minnesota border and the North Dakota-Minnesota border. So, and then you're also going to hear really high protein levels, which is really what we're after in spring wheat. So stay away from that one. But the bull push isn't done yet. Come December, when the pipelines are full of corn and soybeans, that's when I really look for basis and Minneapolis futures to take off higher. You know, we'll probably see $9 yet. I don't think the high is in for the year.
All right. That's good. We've got 30 seconds to go. Cattle prices gave back what they got yesterday.
Right, which I think they should, because I totally didn't understand why they gained anything yesterday, to be honest with you. Cash cattle trade a little bit disappointing this week, slightly lower. So I think we got some red numbers today. And also we got what's probably going to be a bearish cattle and feed report tomorrow. Those funds are still long cattle, so they're pulling out of some of those long positions, taking profits before tomorrow's report.
All righty, Dwayne Bossy, Bolt Ag Marketing, Britton, South Dakota. How do folks get a hold of you?
Yeah, they can call us here directly anytime, 605-448-2365, and they can always check our website out at boltmarketingllc.com.
Appreciate it, Dwayne. Have a good rest of the week.
Anytime. You too.
All righty. Bye now.